谁能使我们以基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上然而靠着爱我们的主，在这些事上已经得胜有余了。我们开始今天这段圣经的讲解。
Let us spell tonight's message.
我们上一次提到了我们在主耶稣基督的里面。
The last time we mentioned that we are in Christ.
因神的拣选。
Because of God's election.
神永恒预定的旨意。
Eternally predestined.
以及在历史中间基督的死与复活。
And in the historical process, Christ died and resurrected.
没有人可以控告我们。
That no one can bring charges against us.
没有人可以指责我们。
No one can prosecute us.
因为这是神所定的旨意。
Because this is the will fixed by God.
难道神所定的旨意是可以没有办法不可以去批判的吗？
And the will is determined by God, is it not that we can critique it?
难道神的预定的旨意不会错误吗？
The predestined will of God would not need also go wrong?
是的，神绝对没有错误的可能。
Yes, absolutely there's no possibility for God to go wrong.
因为神是绝对的智慧的本体。
Because God is the substance of the absolute wisdom.
神也是绝对的这个知识同这个爱的本体。
He is also the ontology of the absolute knowledge and love.
他更是主权的本体。
And also he is the ontology of the sovereignty.
所以神才叫做神。
And that's why God is called God.
神之所以是神。
That God is God.
他有最高的主权。
Because the highest sovereignty.
他有最高的智慧。
He has the highest wisdom.
他有最高的知识。
And the highest knowledge.
他有最高的爱。
The highest love.
他有最高的施恩的权柄。
And the highest power for grace.
所以凭着上帝最高的智慧。
And because of the highest wisdom.
他在永恒中间所以经定的美意。
In eternity he has fixed his will.
请你不要走来走去。哎，因为他最高的智慧
，because of highest wisdom，
绝对没有错误的可能
，absolutely no possibility for wrong，
因为他最高的主权
，because he is the highest sovereignty，
所以没有一个人可以干涉他要向什么人施恩
，and that's why no one can interfere to whom they want to grant grace。
那么为什么这个主权跟智慧、跟他的爱、跟他的恩惠有关系呢
？Why is that sovereignty and also love has connection with his grace？
因为上一次我们提到，因为爱我们的缘故。他甚至将他独生子赐下来。
Because the last time we mentioned that because of love, he gave us his only son.
这么大的牺牲。
Such a great sacrifice.
这么大的救恩。
Such a great salvation.
是出于神就是爱才可能赐下来。
It is from the fact that God is love and that's why he's able to give us.
我们这些没有多大价值在犯罪灭亡中间的人。
We were not so worthy because we sin and we die in sin.
上帝竟然愿你赐下独生子把我们救赎回来。
But then God is prepared to give us His only Son to redeem us.
这样，如果撒旦控告我们的时候
，So if Satan would bring charges against us,
主说呢，我不是不为他们付代价把他们赎回的。
The Lord said that isn't me who had paid the price to redeem them.
他说付的代价是最高最高的代价。
And also is the price of the Father is highest price.
三位一体的第二个位格自己到世界上来。
The second person of Triune God come to the world personally.
为我们的罪舍命流血。
And because of our sin, he gave up his body and shed his blood.
有谁能控告我们？
Who can then bring charges against us?
有谁能这个定我们的罪呢？
Who can condemn us?
因为基督已经为我们死，为我们复活了。
Because Christ has died and resurrected for us.
不但如此，他坐在父上帝的右边。
No, so he now seated on the right hand side of God.
替我们祈求。
Intercede on our behalf.
这就给信徒一个得救的保障。
And that gives us assurance of salvation.
有许多基督徒得救以后，常常没有真正的把握。
Many of Christians after they have been saved do not have this assurance.
他惧怕昨天得救，今天在灭亡，怎么办
？They are afraid that yesterday I was saved, now maybe I perish.
明天再接受主，再得救一次，后天再灭亡，怎么办
？And tomorrow I receive Christ, but day after tomorrow I perish again.
所以当我们感觉到我们的灵性很稳定的时候
，So if we were to feel the stability in our spirituality,
我们就比较肯定我们是一个得救的人。
Then we are more assured that we are Christian.
当我们的灵性不大 大肯定的时候
，But then when our spirituality is not certain，
我们就失去把握说我们已经得救。
Then we lose that assurance that we have been saved。
所以这个时候，我们的感觉常常做了我们的主人。
And at this time, our feeling become our master。
我感到好像我得救了。
I feel like if I'm saved。
我感到好像我不得救了。
I feel as if I'm not。
我们不是我们感觉的奴仆。
It is not our, we become the slave of our feelings.
我们的感情，我们的感觉也不是我们的主。
And our emotion, our feelings shouldn't be our master.
一个真正重生得救的人。
A one who is truly regenerated and saved.
不会因为他感觉到他还没有得救，所以救恩就离开他。
He will not because he feels that he is not saved and salvation leave him.
一个没有得救的人。
A one who is not saved.
也不会因为他感到他大概得救，他就得救了。
It will not be also that he feels that maybe he is saved, then he is saved.
所以我们不能依靠我们的感觉。
So we cannot rely on our feelings.
但是我们的感觉是一件活生生的事实。
But then our feeling is a lively fact.
我感觉到我好，感觉到我不好，是一个不能避免的我生命里面的事实。
I feel good, I feel bad. That is a fact in life.
所以怎么办呢？
What to do now?
其实这一段的圣经告诉我们要回想到，要回到上帝永远的计划，
this,
永远的旨意。
This passage tells us to go back to the eternal plan of God.
神没有未知数在他的将来。
Because there is no uncertainty in God in the future.
神也没有那些呢他不知道的将来。
And there is no future whereby he knows nothing.
因为时间的过程是因他创造才展现出来。
Because the procedure of time, because his creation, then it progresses.
神既然创造了时间，
since God has created time,
神就超越时间。
God transcend time.
神不在时间的控制之下。
God is not in control by time.
更不在时间的限制之下。
And not in the limitation of time.
神在永恒中间所定的旨意。
And also the eternal will God has fixed.
不是像小孩子一样的开玩笑。
Not like a joke kidding by the kid.
定的是永恒的。
What he has determined is eternal.
救恩也是永恒的。
And salvation also is eternal.
他赐下的生命是永恒的。
The life he has given also is eternal.
这个叫我们不至灭亡反的永生。
So then we should not perish but have eternal life.
永生就永永远远的生命。
Eternal life means living eternally.
拯救终极的目的。
That is the ultimate purpose of salvation.
要我们离开这个世界以后。
So that after we leave the world.
我们永永远远与主同在。
Everlastingly we are with God.
所以当我们得救的时候。
So after we've been saved.
他是把那永远的生命放在我们的里面。
God has put his eternal life in us.
这个与亚当夏娃原先被造的生命是不一样的。
This is totally different from the created life of Adam when they were created.
亚当夏娃原先被造的生命。
When Adam and life was created, that life they have.
是一个会犯罪有会灭亡会失去的生命。
It's a life that can sin, that can be lost.
我们在基督耶稣里面所得着的生命。
But then the life we gain in Christ.
那是神自己的永生放在我们里面。
It is God that put his eternity in us.
所以当我们离开世界以后。
So after we have left the world.
我们在永世中间。
In eternity.
我们看见因为神永远的计划，所以我们在永远中间与他同在。
We see that because the eternal plan of God, that's why we live eternally with God.
因为他把永远的圣子赐下来。
Because he has given the eternal son to us.
圣子照着永世的计划。
And the Holy Son according to eternal plan.
就是永远的灵。
And through the eternal spirit.
把自己献给永远的圣父。
And also to sacrifice himself to the eternal father.
圣子借着圣灵把自己奉献给圣父。
So the Holy Son through the Holy Spirit give himself to the Holy Father.
圣父的旨意是永恒的。
And the will of eternal Father is eternal.
圣子的根源是永恒的。
And the root of the Son is eternal too.
圣灵的本质是永恒的。
And the substance of the Holy Spirit also is eternal.
希伯来书九章十四节告诉我们。
And that's what Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14 says.
基督借着永远的灵。
Christ through the eternal spirit.
把自己如同无瑕无耻的祭物献上来。
Giving himself as a sacrifice without blemish.
所以他的宝血。
So his blood.
就可以救赎人的罪。
Can redeem all sinners.
甚至救赎了前有之人的罪。
Even redeem those who in a former covenant.
所以基督在哥哥他山上的牺牲。
So Christ sacrificed on a Golgotha.
赦罪功能是永远的。
And also the effectiveness of that forgiving is eternal.
所以对以后每一个相信他的人在永远中间都有果效。
Even though to those who are coming to save him in the future also is effectual.
而这位基督在十字架上所献上的。
This Christ upon the cross was the sacrifice.
以前的时代 旧约的罪也有赦罪的功能。
Even for the past generation in the Old Testament, he has a function to forgive the sin.
所以叫无论向后
，so whether to the back
或者向前
，or to the front，
它有永恒性的效用在。
He has the eternal effectiveness.
所以这才需要永远的灵把自己献。
And that's why because of that, in the eternal spirit to offer himself.
这个爱是改变的吗
？This love would change?
不是的。
No.
这个救赎的功能是改变的吗
？This also effectiveness also the salvation would change?
不是的。No. 这个赦罪的应用是会收回的吗
？The application of this redemption would either be the pulled back?
不是的
，No，
这是永远的。
That's eternal.
这个爱已经显明出来。
Because that love has been manifested.
爱的牺牲已经成全了。
The sacrifice of this love has been accomplished.
这个爱的牺牲所成就的上帝的旨意已经肯定了。
And also the accomplishment of God in love or to the will of God has been ascertained.
这些都明白了以后。
So after I understand all these things.
你就不奇怪保罗这里讲这句话。
No wonder Paul here says.
谁能使我们以基督的爱各捐
Anyone can separate us from the love of Christ.
如果基督的爱是逢场作戏，是儿戏开玩笑。
If the love of Christ is only by kidding,
那么这个爱是不永恒的。
Then this love will not last.
But 耶利米书31章告诉我们。
But Jeremiah chapter 31 says,
上帝说我用永远的爱爱你。
God said that I love you with eternal love.
神的爱是永远的爱。
And with everlasting love, He loves us.
这个爱是在基督里面才显明出来。
And this love also it is in Christ, it's manifested.
所以基督为我们定死在十字架。
Christ died for on the cross
是比那些为别人为好人死的爱更伟大
Even the mightier as compared to those who died for a good man
回到罗马书第五章第八节
Romans chapter 5 verse 8
保罗说为一人死是少有的
He says very seldom people arrive, die for a righteous
为人人死或者有人敢做的
Maybe people die for a good man
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死
But Christ Jesus when you're yet sinner, He died for us
上帝的爱就在这里向我们
So then, here is manifested the love of God for us.
所以你说，上帝的爱是永远的。
You say the love of God is eternal.
我在怎样的事情上看见上帝的爱
？Upon which event I can see the love of God?
在十字架上，基督的牺牲里，你看见上帝的爱。
It is the sacrifice of Christ Jesus upon the cross. You see the love of God.
上帝不是赐下天使来救我们。
God is not giving the angels to save us.
上帝不是拣选义人来救我们。
God did not also save the righteous man to save us.
所以最伟大的先知。最伟大的圣徒都不能救我们
Even the greatest prophet, the greatest saint cannot save us
因为他们都是被造者
Because they are all creatures
被造者就不是永恒者
Because they are created, that's why they are not eternal
不是永恒者就不可能有永远的爱
And because they are not eternal, they do not have eternal love
但是当上帝把基督赐下来的时候
But when God gave Christ to us
基督不是受造者
Christ is not a creation
基督不是有限制者
He is not also a limited one
基督乃是永恒者
He's the eternal one
所以呢米迦书第五章第二节告诉我们
And that's why Micah chapter 5 verse 2 says
伯利恒以法大
Bethlehem Ephrathah
那在你那个城市中间生下来的那一位王
He who was the king who was born in your city
他从根骨从太初就有
From eternity he exists
虽然伯利恒是中城里面很小的一个城市
And so Bethlehem is a very small city
但是在这个城市中间生了永恒者在人间
But then in this city is born the eternal one
永恒者到世界上来
The eternal one coming to the world
永恒的爱带到人间
And bringing also eternal love to us
所以基督以永恒者来为我们牺牲上帝的爱在此向我们显明
So Christ Jesus is the eternal one He died for us And also the love of God is manifested upon this event
神的爱显明什么呢
So what does the love of God manifest
显明他是永远的爱我们
Manifesting that eternally He loved us
圣父的爱是永远的
The love of the Father is eternal
赐下永恒的圣子来牺牲
And that's why He gave the eternal Son to die for us
基督就爱属于他的人
And also Christ loved those who love and belongs to Him
爱他们到底
And love them to the end
这是约翰福音第十三章第一节告诉我们
and John chapter 13 verse 1 tell us so
基督爱世界上属于他的人
Christ loved those in the world that belongs to him
就爱他们到底
and love them to the end
这表示基督的爱是永远的爱
which means the love of Christ Jesus is eternal
这世界人的爱不是永远的爱
the love of the world is not eternal
我几次到马来西亚来
a few times I come to Malaysia
我从飞机场跟 taxi 的司机谈话的时候
and also when I have the talking with the taxi
我发现四个里面大概有两个离婚
And two have divorced.
另外一个呢，没有离婚，多加几个太太。
The other one is not divorced, but many wives.
所以呢，这个是今天有宗教人士的状况。
So this is the situation of those with religion.
何况无宗教的人士呢
？And all the more with those without religion.
那些所谓有上帝的人
，and those with God
有宗教的人
，those with religion，
他们多数都对妻子、对丈夫不忠心。
They are not faithful to their own wife or husband.
好的，当他们讲这些事的，好像轻描淡写。一点不严肃，也不感到严重。
When I talk about this, they do not feel serious.
我常常对他说：“这样，上帝不喜欢你。”
Many times I tell them, God is not pleased with you.
我做见证的，我这一生我只认识一个女人。
And I tell you that as a testifier, I say that I know only one woman this life.
我终身忠于一个女人。
So in my whole life, I'm faithful to one woman.
他们就笑我，这可能吗？你不要开玩笑。
Laugh at me, is it possible?
你知道这是真正有生命跟没有生命的人不同的地方。
Do you know this is the difference of those who truly have life, those who without life.
世界多少的人
？In the world, there are so many people.
在真正的爱的里面的时候
，In the true love,
我们都盼望爱跟永远是连在一起。
How we hope that love and eternity will be linked.
但是事实不是如此。
But and the effects not so.
许多人过了一段时间以后
，There are many people after a left of time
完全改变。
They totally changed.
所以这世界的人很难有永远的爱。
So the people of this world cannot have eternal love.
但是上帝的爱是永远的。
But God's love is eternal.
这个爱在基督的牺牲里面显明出来。
This love is manifested in the sacrifice of Christ Jesus.
基督是这么甘心为拯救我们而死，钉在十字架。
So willingly Christ Jesus died for us in sin, for our sin.
所以基督与我们之间的关系
，and His relationship with us
是永远的爱的关系
，is a relationship of eternal love.
基督与我们的关系
，His relationship with us
永远不改变的爱的关系
，is a love that never changes.
基督的爱是永远的爱
，Christ's love is eternal.
所以这里说呢，有谁？能使我们与基督爱隔绝呢
？And that's why he said that who can separate us from the love of Christ？
你说可能唯一的可能性就是你自己离开基督的爱。
The only possibility is that you leave Christ Jesus。
因为基督爱我们，就爱我们到底。
Because Christ loves us and he loves us till the end。
他用从来没有改变的爱爱我们。
With unchanging love, he loves us。
他用从来没有后悔的爱爱我们。
And with unregretful love, he loves us。
爱我们就爱我们到底。
And he loves us till the end。
但是如果人不接受这个爱
，But if people don't accept this kind of
love， 人就可以把这个与基督之间的关系。自己把他隔绝了。
Then he can separate himself from the love of Christ.
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible tells us，
有一个少年人
，A young man，
又是做官的
，He was an officer，
又是很有钱
，He was rich，
又是有地位
，He was with a position，
又是有学问
，Also with learned，
又是做老师
，And also with a master，
又是一个遵行律法的人
，And one who practiced the law。
这个人见到耶稣的时候
，When he come and see Christ， 跑
到主的面前
，He ran to him，
他是跪在耶稣的面前
，And also kneel before him，
问耶稣的父子。
He said, Master,
我应当做什么才能得永生
？What should I do? Can I gain eternal life?
这句话包含了许多的矛盾在里面。
It includes a lot of paradox in this sentence.
他要永生
，He want eternal life.
他到夫子面前来
，But he come to the rabbi.
就已经错了
，It's wrong.
先生
，Master,
我要怎样得到永生
？What? How can I get eternal life?
先生不能给人永生
，Master cannot give you eternal life.
这是一个错误。
That's one mistake.
我应当做什么才能得到永生
？What should I do? Can I get eternal life?
建在自己的功劳上。
He want to build upon his own merit.
耶稣让他讲。
And Jesus let him talk.
有圣经告诉一句话。
And the Bible says,
耶稣看着他就爱他。
Jesus saw him and loved him.
耶稣爱这个少年人。
Jesus loved this young man.
这个少年人有没有接受这个爱呢
？But this man did he receive this love?
当他听见。耶稣的命令的时候
，When he heard the commandment of Christ Jesus，
他感觉到这个要求太高了。
He feels this high demand，
他不愿意有这样的牺牲。
He doesn't want to have this kind of sacrifice。
因为财产太多，他就这样离开耶稣。
Because there's so much wealth， and that's why he left Jesus。
永远没有回来过。
Eternally he will never come back。
没有再回头。
Never return。
我不知道他等了多久，盼望看见耶稣。
I don't know how long he waited to。See Jesus.
但是当他看见耶稣的那一两分钟，他就马上离开耶稣。
But for the few minutes when he saw Jesus' life, why?
因为他把上帝的爱跟他的财产做一个比较。
Because he weighed on the scale his love and his wealth.
他发现他的财产 比耶稣基督的爱更要紧。
You see, that's more important with wealth as compared to Jesus' love.
事实证明他不是真正要永生。
So the fact proves that he doesn't truly want eternal life.
永远离开耶稣。
Eternally, he left Jesus.
从来没有回到耶稣的面前。
Never returned to him.
圣经告诉我们没有见过，没有再写他回到耶稣的面前。
Because the Bible never recorded that he returned back to Jesus.
所以如果今天我们可以打开阴间的门。
So if today we can open the gate of hell.
可能看到有一个年轻人在那。
You can see one young man.
捶着胸。
He must be hitting himself.
顿着脚。
And also hitting himself.
扒着他的头发。
And also pull his hair.
他说为什么那一天我爱我的财产过于耶稣基督。
Why is that on that day I love my wealth more than I love Jesus?
他就永永远远的懊悔。
So eternally he feels regretful.
基督的爱是永远的。
The love of Christ Jesus is eternal.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
Who can separate us from Christ's love?
没有任何人。
No.
可能只有你自己。
Maybe you yourself.
所以要谨慎，你怎样回应上帝对你所施的恩。
So you must be careful how you respond to the grace that come from God.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
这一节圣经告诉我们
，This passage says,
没有人
，No one
可以使我们与基督的爱隔绝。
Can separate from the Christ's love.
再次保证，神不会放弃我。
One more, he assures us that God will not discard us.
神不会丢弃我们。
God will not give us away.
所以希伯来书第十三章告诉我们
，And that's what Hebrews chapter 13 says.
上帝不撇下我们。
God will not cast us away.
上帝不丢弃我们。
He will not cast us away.
因为他所立的约
，Because the covenant he has made
永约。
It's an eternal covenant.
立约的时候是用血来做印记的。
And using his blood as a seal.
这个血是永远的基督所流的血。
And this blood is shed by the eternal Christ.
所以这是永约的血。
So that is the blood of eternal covenant.
永不改变的约。
The covenant that never changed.
属于永不改变的旨意。
And coming from the eternal plan of God.
永不改变的爱。
Coming from a love that never changed.
向我们显明他的恩典。
And it manifests his grace to us.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
因为没有人可以使我们与基督的爱隔绝
，because no one can separate us from Christ's love。
这就给我们看见一个直线的关系建立起来。
So we see a vertical relationship has been built。
今天我与主的关系
，now today my relationship with God
是一个直线的关系。
It is a vertical relationship。
是我亲自经历的。
It is I who experience myself。
心灵里面所享受的
，and also enjoy spiritually。
是我思想里面真正明白的。
In my thought, I truly understand。
是我信仰里面真正的把握。
In my faith, I truly assurance。
深知我所信的是什么
？Because truly I know who that I believe.
紧紧持守他的应许。
And also I keep it his assurance.
我继续不断抓住那扶持我的手。
Continually I grab the hand that support me.
这个 vertical relationship is established already.
The 直线的关系已经建立了。
当这些的关系建立的时候
，When a vertical relationship is built,
那么横线的要切断。就没有可能的。
So there's no possibility for us to be severed from the horizontal relationship.
那在上的
，because above，
他的权柄大过所有在下。
His authority is higher than those who are below.
创造者
，the created one，
他能力大过所有被造者。
His power is more mighty than all creatures.
所以基督徒活在世界上的时候
，so Christian living in the world，
就有一个很特别的把握。
We have very special assurance.
深知我所信的是谁。
I truly believe who I。Believe.
我也深信我是交托给他的。
Truly know that why I trust him.
他会保守我直到那一天。
He'll keep it for me until that day.
那一天是哪一天呢
？Which that day?
就是基督再来。
When Christ Jesus returns.
肯定我们进到永恒中间的那一天。
And truly that day we are sure that we enter eternity.
所以我深知我所信的。
So I truly know who I believe.
我也深信他能保守我。
And I truly believe he'll keep me.
保守我是交托给他的。
Keep me on what I entrusted him.
直到那日。
Until that day,
直到永永远远。
Until eternity,
那一节圣经希腊文的这个词句
，and that verse in Greek it says,
也可以翻译作
，also can be translated,
我深知我所信的是谁。
I truly believe who that I believe in.
我也深信他能保守他所交托给我的。
And also truly I also believe that he will keep what that he entrusted me.
直到那一天。
Until that day.
所以不但是我所交托给他的。
Not only what I entrusted him.
也他所托付给我的。
But also what he had entrusted me.
都会保守我直到永永远远。
He will keep it until eternity.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
天下没有这样的公司。
There's no such thing in the world.
天下 没有这样的公司保证这种永永远远的位分。
There's no such company can assure you this position.
无论是美国
，whether it's America，
无论是英国
，whether it's England，
无论是法国
，whether it's France，
无论是德国
，whether it's Germany，
无论是日本
，whether it's Japan，
从前的制度这几年都在推翻。
Even the system in the past has not been changed.
那些所谓终身的职员
，and also the lifelong employer，
这几年
for these few years，
多少多的比例是被辞掉的。
Many of them has also been laid off.
为什么呢
？Why？
当经济稳定的时候
，Because when the stability in economy，
他们敢持守那个定力
，They also can keep to their promise。
当金融变化动摇太厉害的
，But financially when it's instability，
这老板就为利做生意，而不是为人性做生意。
And the company, the employer will work for the profit, not for humanity。
所以呢，这个利就是他最大的哲学。
So this profit is their greatest philosophy。
利就是他整个生意的最初的动机。
And profit is the primordial motive for their business。
这个利完全没有办法有把握去持守的时候
，when they cannot keep this profit，
有谁可以保证他的职员是永远可以保守地位呢
？Who can assure you that you will be eternal employee？
昨天我在香港
，and yesterday I was in Hong Kong。
前天我在香港
，and day before yesterday I was in Hong Kong。
我跟他们开会的时候
，when I meeting with them，
后来他们就提到一句话
，and they mentioned one thing。
他们说这次布道会过去了
，Reverend Tong this crusade passed，
但是还有一个很需要布道的事情。
But there's still a need we need to evangelize。
我说什么事呢
？What's that？
他说香港最近很多青年人自杀。
In Hong Kong, there are many young people who commit suicide.
甚至有的少年人也自杀。
Even also teens will commit suicide.
失业率增多了。
Because there's an increased unemployment rate.
而且经济越来越困难。
And financially, they feel more and more difficulties.
有很多人感到很难维持下去。
There are many people who feel very difficult to sustain their life.
读书的钱也没有。
And also don't have money to even study.
等到有了钱以后。
When they have the money.
也不一定读了书有工作做。
They may even get a study but not get a job.
前面的路程一片灰灰的。
So this is very dim before them.
自杀的比例越来越多。
So there is a high proportion of those commit suicide.
做老师的也自杀。
Even the teacher commit suicide.
曾经有两天，香港有三个中学老师自杀。
And consecutively two days, there are three high school teachers that commit suicide.
老师不是为人师表吗
？So the teachers are the master for others.
老师不是青年的榜样吗
？They are also examples of young people.
老师的自杀。青年的时候我也自杀。
So your teacher commit suicide, young soul also I will commit suicide.
所以这一年呢
，So for this one year,
你看日本、台湾、香港会很多人自杀。
In Japan, Taiwan, and Hong Kong, there many people will commit suicide.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
为什么呢
？Why?
前面如何不知道
？Because we don't know about the future.
没有把握。
You have no certainty.
那当保罗讲写这些话的时候
，When Paul wrote all these things,
其实是神的灵感动他。
It is Spirit of God that touched him.
使他预备基督徒在罗马。帝国里面将要受到的困难。
To prepare the Christian to go to persecution coming to the Roman Empire.
有一件事是有一些基督徒甚至神学家没有注意的。
There's one thing even the theologian will not pay attention.
就是预定救赎信仰跟受苦怎样关联。
Predestination and also faith and also suffering and life, how will it be linked?
Predestination, redemption, faith and suffering.怎样连在一起
？How are these forces related？
因为许多人就把预定论当作是一个主权的问题就结束了。
Because a lot of people only discuss predestination as something with sovereignty of God。
神所预定的
，by God has predestined。
神所拯救的
，what who God redeemed？
也就是神预备那些为他做见证、至死忠心的人。
Prepare those who testify for them as a martyr。
所以预定救赎、信仰跟受苦有一个关联。
Predestination, redemption, faith, and also suffering, there's a link.
神的计划大到一个地步。
God's this mind so great.
使那些真正得救的人有真正坚定信仰的力量。
So those who are truly saved can also be standing firm in their faith.
他们的信仰坚定到一个地步。
And their faith is so strong.
因为与神之间这些的关系已经清楚了。
Because the vertical relationship of them and God has been established.
所以横线所有要切断关系的力量都没有力量。
So the, all the horizontal force that want a severe relationship cannot do it.
那么保罗就预备基督徒面对这样的困难。
And Paul has prepared Christians to face this suffering.
所以引用了圣经旧约一句话语。
And also he quoted a statement from the Old Testament.
我们为你的缘故。
For your sake.
终日被宰杀。
And we have been killed and slaughtered.
如同羊一样的。
Like a lamb who is to be killed.
羊被宰杀的情形怎么样你知道吗？
You know the lamb who is supposed to be slaughtered, what kind of circumstances that is?
我养过猫，养过狗，养过鸡，养过鸭。
I've read the dog, the cat, the chicken, dog.
我从来没有养过羊。
But never a lamb I keep.
没有养过牛，我们家里不能放一只牛的。
And not even a cow, of course.
那么呢，怎么知道羊被宰杀是怎么样的？
How do you know a lamb was being slaughtered?
我们从前读圣经，耶稣基督被宰杀的羔羊。
In the past, when we read the Christ was a lamb to be killed.
他被人拉去宰杀的地方。
And he was killed to be slaughtered.
受害不反口。
And he never fight back.
受死不受威胁的话。
And he never say a threatening word.
我们就是这样读。
We read this manner.
就不这样就明白这个话了。
And we understand this word.
但是这个明白是很浅的。
But this is very shallow understanding.
直到有一天我去访问一个神学院。
Until one day when I visited a seminary.
访问完了我要走的时候。
After that, before I was about to leave.
他们唐牧师你不要走好不好？
He said, "Don't leave first, Reverend
Tom." 再等十分钟才。
Wait for 10 minutes before you go.
我说什么意思啊？
I said, "What do you mean?"
我们正要宰一只羊，你要不要看？
He said, "We are about to slaughter a sheep. Would you want to watch?"
我说好，我要看，我要看。
He said, "Yes, I want to watch."
15分钟我也要看。
Even 15 minutes, I'll take it.
因为我杀过鸡，没有杀过羊。
I've also slaughtered chicken, but not lamb.
从来没有看见羊被杀死。
Never have seen a sheep to be slaughtered.
后来十多个神学生
and a few these seminarians
就把一只羊拉到中间去。
They pull a sheep to the center.
这个羊不知道他拉到中间是要被宠爱或者被做什么的。
This sheep doesn't know that he's pulled to the front whether to be pet or to be killed.
就很乖，就跟他走了。
And very tamely he followed as a cry.
到了这个中间的时候呢
When they come to the center,
他们就把它摔下去
So they put it down,
把它头压在那边
And also press the head
两个脚绑绳子
And also tie the two
后面
legs
两个脚也绑绳子
The other two legs too
把这个颈项也绑绳子
And also tie the neck too
把腰绑绳子
And even the waist
把这个两个脚一个头还有一个身体就绑在四个树的上
So pull the four legs and the head on the tree
所以它就直直不能动了
So it cannot move
这里有绳子
And because there's
这里有绳子
string here,
后面的绳子
rope there, the rope there.
那么这个羊他也不知道这个什么意思
So this sheep doesn't know what it means
然后一个人就拿一把刀出来了
And one put up a knife
一个拿一把刀出来我喊这个最紧张的就要到了
I said this is more exciting moment now
我要看这个羊被杀的时候到底怎样挣扎
I want to see this sheep how would it struggle before it's being slaughtered
怎样反抗
How they would resist
所以我那个时候已经很累了就变成一点都不累
At that time I was very tired but now we come that I'm not tired
我聚精会神眼睛大力的看
So with concentration I watch
他们把刀呢还没有这个用以前在这个磨刀是啪啪啪再磨一下
and they sharpen even the knife
太阳快要下山了
and the sun about to set
从这个阳光的反射中间为这个把刀的力得不得了
so they so sharp with this knife
他说叫一个人说把他的胡须抓住
say pull the beard
把胡须抓住了
pull the beard
这头就拉折了
and also straighten the head
喉咙就变成一条直线了
so straighten the throat
他就这样切下去了
So you just cut.
一切的时候呢
After cutting,
我就听就两声
Only twice it cried.
又全身抽一下
And also with the possum.
完全不动了
And totally.
血就流出来了
And the blood came.
喷泉一样的流出来
It came out like a spring.
他就把头放下去
And it
put out the head. 流流流流流流满地都是血
And the blood came toward the whole floor.
羊的眼睛慢慢掉也就掉白了
And the eye also closed. Later.
不是 closed.Open up with only white. 这羊就这样吊死。
And they died.
那么血就留在那里。
So the blood was there.
这羊呢差不多只有两三秒钟的时间。
About 2 or 3 seconds with this sheep.
有一点挣扎的反应。
And also without not much struggle.
就乖乖的死在那里。
And tamely it died.
一动也不动。
Without any movement.
你杀过鳖吗
?Have you ever killed even the turtles?
你杀过这个叫做什么呢这个叫做水鱼是吗？啊
，turtle
啊，你杀过鳖吗？啊，你杀完了以后
，after you kill it，
那个头丢出去了
，you just throw the head，
在那边
，it was still open the mouth，
15分钟口一直开的
，15 minutes you're still open，
它不甘愿死的
，it will not want to die，
如果你放个手在它的，它一定把你咬死
，if you were to put a finger there， it will
bite you， 已经死了还会咬你的
，even the dead，
它不甘愿死的
，it doesn't want to die。
不但如此
Not only so,
你把它身体整个切开来把上面的口跟下面的口把它分开了以后
Even when they separate the shell
看见它的脚还在动
You see the legs are still moving
不但如此
Not only so,
强的 心脏可以动二十分钟。
Even the strong heart would continue to pump for 20 minutes.
一直跳二十分钟。
20 minutes it pump.
但是羊不是如此。
But now with the sheep.
羊挣扎了那几秒钟以后。
A few seconds after it struggle.
就僵死了。
The sheep died.
好像他说。
Like what it says.
我本来就是羊吗
？I'm a sheep.
我就是给你杀就给你杀吗
？For you to kill.
反正我也没有武器吗
？I don't have a weapon.
我可没有办法反对你吗
？I cannot go against you.
你把我拉去死，我就去死喽。
You pull me to die, I'll die.
所以我那一天看了以后呢
？So that day after I've seen it,
我真的永远不会忘记。
I'll never forget.
我到现在我还记得那个羊的眼睛的这样的。
Even now I can still the eyes looking up.
那天晚上我很难睡觉啊。
Difficult to sleep.
我跪下来说
，I kneel down and said,
主啊
，Lord,
今天是第一次我明白圣经讲到你是被杀的羔羊。
Tonight, the first time I understand the Bible says that you are the sheep to be slaughtered.
何等温柔
，so gentle.
何等顺服
，so tame.
何等不反抗
，never resist.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，my dear brothers and sisters.
羊有两个特点
，the sheep has two characteristics.
第一个特点
，the first,
不认识方向
，it doesn't know the direction.
羊的第一个特点是不认识方向
，the first characteristic is they don't know properly direction.
所以呢
，and that's why
你把一只狗丢到两条街外面。
When you throw a dog two streets away,
你回家发现他已经到家了。
So before you even reach home, it's already home.
他去的时候，他眼睛溜来溜去，他知道怎么回家的。
Because when he go, he look around and then he know how to come back.
你把羊带到三个家庭外面去，他就不知道怎么回
家。But you take a sheep like three homes away, he will not come back.
羊对方向是最不敏感的。
It does, it's not sensitive to direction.
它是对方向很迟钝的。
And also very slow in direction understanding.
所以圣经没有错。
And that's why the Bible is right.
我们个人如羊走迷。
We are like a sheep who has gone astray.
斯布珍说。
Spurgeon said.
为什么不要说如狗走迷呢
？Why is it not like a dog?
为什么不说如猫走迷呢
？Or like a cat that gone astray?
因为狗走迷以后就回来了。
Because the dog will come back home.
羊走迷从来不回来的。
When a sheep got lost, it will not come back.
我们在上帝的面前就是这样。
Before God, we are so.
这是羊的第一个特点。
This is the first characteristic of a sheep.
第二个特点。
The second.
羊被杀的时候。
Before it is killed,
从来没有反抗。
You will never resist.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers,
圣经告诉我们，我们像羊。
The Bible says we are like sheep.
我们如羊走迷。
Like sheep is gone astray.
个人偏行己路。
Going in our own way.
这世界学问、知识、科技越来越发达的时候。
And the world advances in knowledge with science.
人类有一件事从来没有进步。
There's one thing that man never advanced.
就是我们对树林的方向的迟钝，从来没有进步。
We are always very slow in our this direction in spirituality.
多少科学家灵性上是迟钝的不得了。
Many of us are so slow in the heart.
多少文化学者、宗教最高的人士对神的这个方向感，他从来不知道。
And then the people and also religious people are not sensitive in the direction to God.
我们个人如羊走迷。个人偏行己路。
We are like sheep has gone astray, going in our own way.
所以羊的这一方面预表罪人不能自己回到上帝面前。
And the sheep only this was to prefigure that sinner cannot come to God themselves.
羊的第二方面预表耶稣基督以及圣徒为了义，为了神的旨意。怎样牺牲顺服神的带领
？The second characteristic is that they prefigure the Christ Jesus. Even the Christian for God's sake, His plan's sake, we also never resist in dying.
当耶稣基督到世界上来的时候
，But when Christ come to the world,
为了担当我们的罪
，Because He want to take away our sin,
为了遵行天父的旨意
，And to do the will of God,
他被宰杀
，He was slaughtered.
他不抗议
，He never resist.
他被钉十字架上
，He was nailed on the cross.
他没有凶吓的话语
，He never say a threatening word.
没有对仇敌的咒诅。
He never cursed the enemies.
他为他们祷告。
And he prayed for them.
父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Well, they know not what they do.
当耶稣被杀的时候
，When Christ was being killed,
横线的这个拦阻大得不得了。
And there was a great horizontal force.
但是他的这线与神之间的关系没有受妨碍。
But his vertical relationship with God is never affected.
这样，这一段圣经提到基督徒要与基督一同受苦的情形是。
And here he mentioned as Christians how they will suffer.Together with Christ,
我们在这个世界上
，in this world，
还没有回到父那里去。
We're not coming back to the Father.
我们要像耶稣基督一样受各样的苦难。
So even like Jesus, when to go through all sufferings and tribulations.
主已经拯救了我。
You said Christ has saved me.
拯救了我以后，还让我在世界受苦，做什么呢
？After you saved me, what for that I'm still left in the world to suffer?
苦难的价值到底在哪里
？The value of suffering, where would it lie?
是不是我得了这个信仰，我就应当付上苦难的代价去交换呢
？You see that when I have got this faith, I got to exchange with the price of suffering?
不是的
，No,
没有人。可以因为受苦而换取信仰。
No one can through suffering exchange the faith.
基督徒受苦可以见证我们的信仰是真的。
But then Christian in our suffering will testify that our faith is true.
因为对我们来说
，because to us
这个信仰宝贵到这个地步。
This faith is so precious.
把这个信仰跟所有的痛苦相比起来。这些痛苦就没有什么注意介意的事。
So that even if this faith compared to all tribulation sufferings is nothing to be compared.
不但如此
，Not only so，
这个信仰使我们与基督的爱接连在一起。
This faith allows us to be linked with the love of Christ.
这些苦难来到我们身上的时候
，So when all this suffering comes to us，
都没有多大的价值。
It will not have much value.
那么上帝为什么这样愿意？这样许可他的百姓受苦。
Then why is that God is so willing and also allow His people to suffer?
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible says，
我们不但信服基督
，Not only do we believe in Christ, trust in Christ，
我们还要为他受苦。
We also will suffer for His sake。
这是腓立比书第一章第二十九节告诉我们。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 29 says，
不但如此
，Not only so，
圣经又告诉我们
，The Bible also says，
我们也补满基督患难的缺欠。
We want to also to make up the shortcoming of Christ's suffering。
什么意思呢
？What do you mean？
基督受苦
，Christ suffer，
教会也受苦
，The church suffer，
这样子，基督同他的身体受的苦难。变成完全的受苦。
So then there is the completion of a suffering with the church and Christ suffering.
基督留下一些的患难。
Christ has left some suffering.
让我们可以与他在苦难中同行有份。
To allow us so that we have a share in his suffering.
所以这变成我们信仰的一个见证。
So that it becomes a testimony of our faith.
一个基督徒信主得救喜乐享受神的应许是一件很好的事情。
A Christian after he's been saved also enjoy that he enjoyed the promise is good.
但是圣经告诉我们我们也要跟随基督的脚中行。
But the Bible says also we must follow the footsteps of Christ Jesus.
这样基督受苦我们跟着受苦。
So Christ suffered also we suffered.
基督在苦难中间顺服上帝我们也在苦难中间顺服上帝。
Christ obedient to God in suffering, so also we are obedient to God in suffering.
基督为别人的缘故甘心受苦。
Christ for others' sake willingly he suffered.
我们也为别人的缘故甘心受苦。
So also we willingly for Christ's sake suffer.
这样我们在患难、在忍耐里面与基督一同有份。
So then in suffering, in patience, in endurance, we share with Christ.
这句话是在启示录第一章里面告诉我们。
Revelation chapter 1 tells us all.
使徒约翰在巴摩的海岛上。
John the Baptist on Patmos Island.
他说我在基督的患难在基督的苦难里面我有份在忍耐里面与他一同有份。
I have a share in God Christ's suffering, tribulation, and also in the patience.
所以这个观念就串联在整个新约的圣经里面。
So this concept is being put throughout the old New Testament.
我们与基督一同受苦。
So we suffer together with Christ.
我们就与基督一同得荣耀。
Also we have glory together with Him.
我们在基督死的形状上与他联合。
Also in His form of death we are united with Him.
我们就在基督的复活的形状上与他联合。
Also we are united in His form of resurrection.
我们与基督一同经过苦难。
Together with Christ, we go through suffering.
我们就要与基督一同得着荣耀，得着冠冕。
So also we will glorify and we'll crown together with Him.
所以这个程序是非常清楚。
So this procedure is clear.
不但从地位而论
，Not only position speaking.
我们与主同时，与主一同复活。
We die and resurrected together with Christ.
从我们的生活而论
，Even in our life.
在死的形状上与他联合。
In the form of death, we are united with Him.
在复活的形状上也与他联合。
In the form of resurrection, we are united with Him.
地位上来说，我已经与基督同时通过了。
But essentially, I will die and resurrect with Christ.
在这信仰实际的生活里面
，But in the true practice of life and faith,
我们要跟随基督的脚中行。
When I follow the footsteps of Christ Jesus,
基督为我们死
，Christ died for us.
基督为我们受苦
，Christ suffered for us.
我们跟随他的脚中
，So we follow His footsteps.
与他一同受苦
，So we suffer together with Him.
与他一同经历患难
，We also go through suffering together with Him.
与他一同在死的形状上联合
，Together also in the form of death, we die with Him.
如果你看彼得前书第 第二章。
You see First Peter chapter two.
你再看罗马书里面的信息。
And also in Romans.
你看见很多人以为耶稣基督为我死，为我复活，就是他代替我结束了。
And now people say that Christ Jesus died for me, arrested for me, he substituted my place, and that's it.
基督的死与复活就是代替我。这个就是完全的意义。
So you will say that his death and resurrection is a substitutional meaning, and that's the end of it.
但是呢，彼得说不是如此而已。
Peter said no.
我们要与他的脚踪一同行。
We must walk together with the footsteps.
所以不但救赎我们有代替性的意义
，Not only that redemption has substitutional meaning，
更在引导我们上。有一个要跟随效法他的意义。
All the more he guide us so that we want to follow his example.
我们跟随基督的教宗行。
To follow the footsteps of Jesus.
所以信徒得救以后，不要以为就是坐轿上天堂。
So as a saint after you've been saved, you are not going on a sedan chair and go to heaven.
基督徒得救以后，不是坐享其成，等候基督从天再来把你带去。
Not that you enjoy all the fruit of redemption, that waiting for Christ to come to take you back.
保罗很清楚这件事情。
Paul very clearly he know about this thing.
所以保罗对加拉太的教会。
And also that's what the church of Galatians say.
在使徒行传里面讲一句话。
In Acts he said,
我们进入上帝的国，必须经历许多的艰难。
For us to enter in the kingdom of God, we must go through many sufferings.
这不是在加拉太书里面讲的。
This is not a preaching in the book of Galatians.
是在加拉太神传道的时候提到这句话。
But in this Galatians, when you're preaching, he said about this.
有保罗在个人劝勉提摩太的时候。
And later on, Paul himself exhorted Timothy.
又讲了一句很重要的话。
You say a very important statement.
他说：“我要立志敬虔度日。”
He said that we want to make our mind to live a godly life.
我们必须要受逼迫。
Then we must prepare to suffer.
所以这样说来。
So then,
圣徒受苦。
Sin for us to suffer.
是命定的。
Is predestined.
基督徒为主受苦
Christ, Christian dying, suffer for Christ.
是神的旨意
It's the will of God.
是圣经的记载
It is a record of the Bible.
是使徒所讲的话
It is the word spoken by the apostle.
而今天的许多的教会只注意到基督徒信耶稣就发财就顺利就成功从来没有讲受苦的信仰见证
So today many of us preach about prosperity and also success never preach about suffering in faith
当社会安定的时候
When there's stability in society
当财经稳定的时候
When they're financially stable
这些道没有受考验
And this preaching is never tested
但是当人在苦难中间的时候
But when people are in suffering
讲这种道的人自己都站立不住
And the people who preach this kind of preaching will not stand firm themselves
教会没有被预备好
So the church not prepared
他们就整个整批整批的夸下去
So group by group they fall
保罗写这段圣经的时候
Paul when he wrote this passage
那个时候这个罗马帝国的大逼迫还没有来到
And the great tribulation has not come from Roman yet
但是保罗写了这段圣经不久以后他就死了
But after Paul had written this he died
以后呢这大逼迫就来到
Then great persecution came
大逼迫来到的时候
When a great persecution came
这些人再度保罗所讲的话
These people read the word written by Paul
他就感谢主原来主已经借助保罗写罗马书预备他们预备好了
They thank God because God has through Paul has written this word to prepare themselves for the sufferings
昨天我在台北 解经
Yesterday when I was a father in Taipei
我还没有进礼拜堂以前
Before I enter into the sanctuary
有一个人跟我同走那条 小路
A person was walking in the lane together with me
他说唐牧师很少有机会跟你见面
He said Reverend Tom is few rare opportunity I can meet
我说你也是去聚会的吗
I said are you going to meeting
他说是我每个礼拜都来
Oh yes I come every Sunday
那他对我讲一句话
He said a statement to me
他说呢前十多年了
You say a few tens of years ago,
你在中正纪念馆面前
when in 中正 Memorial Hall,
看见大学生在那边示威
we see that these are young people were demonstrating,
后来你站起来讲几句话
so you stood up and say something,
那大概如果不错是90年或者91年
1990 or 1991,
89年天安门这个许多的大学生示威
because in 1989 with Tiananmen Square a lot of these university undergraduates they demonstrated
要求民主
they want to have democracy
要求自由
freedom
90年91年的时候
in 1991
台北大学生也在那个中正纪念馆广场几万人示威
Taipei also the university student also they demonstrated in that 中正 Memorial Hall
所有政党的人都不可以进去
so the politicians are not allowed to come in
只有教授可以进去
only professor can come in
那一天我用这个基督书院客座教授的身份 我进去了
so I used myself as a guest lecturer of this Christ College
那么只有那些要讲话的教授 才可以站在那个看台。
So only those professors want to speak and stand on the rostrum.
所以我只听他们的学生大喊大叫。
So when I listen to the student crying and shouting,
听教授讲话。
And listen to the professor preaching,
有我就讲几句话。
Then I say a few statements.
我讲几句话，你是哪里来的？
He said, Where do you come from?
我是基督书院的客座教授。
Christ College guest professor.
所以他就给我讲了。
So he gave me the opportunity to speak.
我也忘记我讲什么了。
I forgot what I speak.
就是鼓励年轻人。
So I encourage young people.
要有一个真正研究民主的精神。
Might have a spirit of truly study about democracy.
人权是从神创造人的尊严而来的。
Because human right come from the owner whereby God created man.
所以政府的首长都要尊重的。
So even all the government officer must obey.
我大概是从这个出发点讲些多少讲什么详细的我都不知道。
So from this point that I preach, I don't know what the detail.
那这个事情已经过了很久了。
It has already gone bypass for 10 years.
差不多12年了。
About 12 years already.
那个弟兄说什么呢？
The brother says.
那个时候我在下面也听。
At that time I was listening down there.
后来我再读你所写的，人家把它录起来。
Later on,
你所讲的，人家录起来。
I also study the book that people have recorded.
现在我常常听你解经。
Now, also often I listen to exposition.
我才明白为什么那个时候你那么讲。
Then I understand why is that at that time you preach in that manner.
我说从前你知其然，现在你知其所以然了。
So in the past you know that it is, but you don't know why.
他说对对对对对。
He said it's right now.
我从前只知道你讲的内容。
In the past I know the content of your preaching.
我参加归正查经以后
，So after I attended a Reform Exposition Seminar，
我知道你整个思想架构
，I know your thought structure，
有很重的总原则在里面
，There's a great principle there，
所以从那些原则你才会讲出这样的
，So from those principles you can talk in that manner。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters，
今天对你讲的话里面
，Today what I spoke to you，
有一个总原则的架构很重要的一句话，我不知道你听见
，There's a principium structure I don't know whether I heard it，
预定。救赎、信仰跟受苦是有连线的。
Predestination, redemption, and also faith, and also the suffering has link.
上帝所预定的
，God, what God has predestined,
他一定要拯救。
He will redeem.
上帝要拯救的
，He who redeem.
这些人就有信心。
Then they have the faith.
这些对神预定永远的旨意有信仰的人
，And those who have faith to the eternal plan of God.
他们在苦难中间可以。站立得住
In suffering they can stand firm
感谢上帝
Praise God
如果你夸你是被预定的就以为你永远得救
If you were to boast that you're predestined you will stay forever
不如说让人从你受苦的时候看见你的信仰是永恒的
Rather the people say that through suffering we see that your faith is eternal
保罗把这些列出来的时候
When Paul has listed all this out
他就提到七样东西
He mentioned about seven things
被人认为可以使我们以基督的爱各觉得七大困难
What people deem as great, seven great suffering that can sever us from relationship with God
这个就是我从前对你们说几个层次中间的小问号
And that's a small question mark I always told you in the past
第一个最大的问号是什么
What's the biggest question mark
这有什么可以说的
What then can we say
第二层次的问号是什么
And the second level question
谁可以控告
Who can bring
谁可以定罪
？Who can condemn us？
谁可以使我们与基督的爱隔绝
？Who can separate us from the Christ love？
第三层次的问号是什么
？And the third level question is：
什么东西使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢
？What a thing that can separate from Christ love？
是患难吗
？Tribulations question mark？
是困苦吗
？Is stress question mark？
问号。是逼迫吗
？Persecution？
问号
？Question mark？
是饥饿吗
？Famine？
问号
？Question mark？
是赤身露体吗
？Nakedness？
问号
？Question mark？
是危险吗
？Peril？
问号？是刀剑吗
？Sword？
问号
？Question mark？
是这七大灾难
？This seven great tribulation？
这个七大灾难为什么临到基督徒呢
？Why is that they will come to Christians？
因为你是基督徒
，Because you are a Christian，
所以这个患难。领导
And that's why the suffering comes to you.
因为你在罗马帝国里面，你敢称耶稣为主。
Because in Roman Empire, that acknowledges that Christ Jesus is Lord.
你是违背了罗马帝国的宪法。
You are going against the constitution of the Roman Empire.
请你注意下面这一段的话。
Pay attention to this passage.
当罗马人对犹太人顽强抵抗到底，绝对不屈服的这种民族的斗志。
Roman.
罗马人对犹太人。顽强抵抗的斗志
When the Roman see that this, that the Jews are so persistently fighting against them,
认定没有办法改变他们的时候，
they know that there's no way to change the Jews.
罗马决定用一国两制来处理犹太人的困难。
So the Roman wants to use the same nation but two governments to deal with them.
好像邓小平说的一国两制，香港收回以后还是可以用资本主义的制度，中国大陆用共产主义的制度。
邓小平 was saying that after this Hong Kong has returned, they also use one nation but two government system.
所以一国两制不是邓小平开始，罗马帝国早就有了。
So this is not the beginning of Deng Xiaoping with one nation but two system because the Roman has begun it.
那么他的一国两制怎样的内容呢？
One nation, two system, what's the content of it?
整个罗马帝国
The whole Roman Empire
都要敬拜凯撒为主。
They must worship Caesar as Lord.
凡什么人不称凯撒为主的？
Anyone who doesn't acknowledge Caesar as Lord,
你敢称别人为主的？
You dare to acknowledge others as Lord,
就是与你砍头，绝对没有例外。
You'll be beheaded and no exception.
但是呢，到以色列民族这里来的时候，
But when they come to the Israelites,
他们发现犹太人死也不肯屈服。
They find the Jews will not acknowledge that.
犹太人知道只有创造天地万物的耶和华上帝才是主。
Knowing that Jehovah the Creator, He alone is Lord.
除了主以外，没有别的主。
Other than him as Lord, no one is Lord.
上帝说除我以外没有别的上帝。
Because God said, other than me, there's no other God.
你不可以为自己雕刻偶像。
You cannot make any image.
我耶和华是你的主。
I Jehovah is your God.
所以犹太人不会把 Julius Caesar 当作主的。
So they will not deem Julius Caesar as Lord.
他不会把 Antonio 当作主。
Or Antonio as Lord.
他不会把 Octavianus 当作主。
Or Octavius as Lord.
他不会把 Augustus 当作主。
Or Augustus.
因为这些人是一个会死的人。
Because all these people shall die.
所以犹太人就违背。罗马律法。
So then the Jews go against the laws of Rome.
罗马帝国最头痛的就是对付这个以色列族。
And they feel most headache is to deal with this thing.
怎么办呢？
What to do?
想来想去，想来想去。好了，一国两制。
So we have one nation, two systems.
全罗马帝国的人都称凯撒为主。
All the people in all Romans will acknowledge Caesar as Lord.
只有犹太人不必。
Only the Jews accept.
许可的。
They are allowed.
但是
But then,
罗马帝国要派一个王来管理犹太人。
Roman Empire will send a governor to govern them.
这个王一定要很会拍罗马帝国的这个凯撒的马屁的。
And also this emperor know how to go along with the king of the
又有权柄。那怎么办呢？
And he has all the power.
他们就选了一个不是犹太人来管理犹太人。
So they chose a king who is not also a Jew.
谁啊？
Who is that?
谁啊？你不知道李建安什么谁啊你们不知道
You don't know
叙利王
Herod
大叙利
Herod the Great
因为圣经中有好几代的叙利
Because in the Bible there are a few Herods
还有很多的叙利
And many Herods
所以呢那个耶稣生下来在伯利恒杀死两岁以下的婴孩的那个叙利叫做大叙利
So the Herod that was there when Christ Jesus was born and then he killed those who are below two years old is a Herod the Great
为什么叫做大叙利呢
Why call Herod the Great
以后一代不如一代没有一个他的子孙比他更大的所以他实在是大叙利
Because his descendant no one is comparable to him
我个人给他的定位
How I position him
叙利王的建筑天才
Herod is a genius in architecture
一点不在罗马帝国任何一个地区的建筑师的才智之下
And he is not in anything as below the geniusness of the Roman people
他建了一个地下宫殿九层楼的
He had also built an underground nine-story palace
然后整座好像在个小山丘没有人知道的
And the whole palace is like a small hill No one knows
耶路撒冷建造三座的城楼
So when in Jerusalem he also built a three-story wall
城楼之间的关系很特别的
And the relationship with the walls are very special
所以当叛变来到的时候
So when the revolt comes
他的亲人可以从这里转到那边很平安的
That he can escape from all these walls
他在马萨达的角落那边
In Masada there,
建了一个三层的王宫
He has a three-story palace
他可以把他的小老婆藏在那里他大老婆一定找不到
So he can keep the wife there whereby the eldest wife will not find
他又能够建一个很伟大的这个河堤
He also can build a riverbank
海港
Even the harbor
可以把这个加利利海最好的鱼 用船送到罗马皇帝的那边去。
So that the best ship from Galilee can be sent through sea to the Roman Caesar.
又建了圣殿。
Also built also the Holy Temple.
圣殿山的大等于今天足球场的四倍。
And also the size of this Temple Mount is a four times our football field.
那个石头的这每一片都是几千公斤贴上去。
And every stone weighed about a few thousand kilograms.
你们就看这个大旅馆。
So when you see this hall,
地板是什么
？What is the floor?
是砖，就这样薄薄的砖。
Only a very thin marble.
这以后就地毯就铺上去了。
And then now we have this carpet.
希律建圣殿山不是如此。
But Herod, when he built this Temple Mount, it's not that.
两千年以后的今天。
And even 2,000 years later today,
石头之间连一片刀片都插不进去。
Even between the stone, you cannot slide with a knife.
所以这个人呢，又讨好凯撒。
So he can please Caesar.
他又建大的殿，使犹太人感到可以在这里敬拜上帝，也不错。
He can build big temples so that the Jews are happy.
所以呢，叙利就一国两制。
So this Herod has this nation two systems.
你不必称凯撒为主，不要紧。
So as the Jews, you do not have to acknowledge Caesar as Lord.
我要把你困在耶路撒冷。
But then I'll encircle you in the city of Jerusalem.
所以整个罗马帝国。
So the whole Roman Empire.
派兵丁驻扎一个城，最多的数目就是耶路撒冷。
Is the biggest number of soldiers that sent also to stay in this Jerusalem.
你敬拜你的上帝。
You worship a God.
你动乱。
But when you revolt,
马上全部把你杀死。
And you kill it all.
那这个时候呢，罗马帝国呢是容让他们称上帝为主。
So the Roman Empire at this time allowed them to acknowledge God as Lord.
后来把人把耶稣带到比拉多面前的时候。
But when people bring Jesus to Pontius Pilate,
比拉多不要管他们的事情。
Pilate doesn't want to deal with that.
因为这是犹太人的事，犹太人认上帝是上帝是主，不管我不管这个事情。
Because this is a Jewish affair, I'm not going to interfere.
所以他查不出耶稣有什么罪来。
So he cannot find anything with Jesus.
但是当耶稣死复活以后。
But when after Jesus died and resurrected,
基督徒称耶稣是主。
When the Christian acknowledged Jesus is Lord,
糟糕了。
Trouble comes.
这个是跟以前立的约是不一样的。
This is a different covenant they made in the past.
以前立的约是称耶和华为主。
Because the past covenant said Jehovah is called Lord.
那因为耶和华是在天上。
Because that Jehovah is upon heaven.
那因为耶和华是所谓的创造天地的上帝。
So to speak, the creator of the universe.
那因为耶和华那不是人呐、
啊。He's not a man.
他没有血，没有肉的。
He doesn't have flesh.
那怎么在犹太人中有一批人称耶稣是主呢
？How come suddenly Jews, the people who call Jesus is Lord?
耶稣是人呐、
啊。He's a man.
耶稣是有血有肉的。
He's with flesh and blood.
那岂不是说？除了凯撒一个主，还有另外一个有血有肉的也是主吗
？Isn't it said that other than Jesus is the Lord, the one with flesh and blood, also is called Lord?
People 就来到了
，so persecution that comes.
因为他忽然发现基督徒不等于犹太信仰
，because suddenly he finds that Christian is not equal to the Jewish belief.
你明白吗
？Understand?
所以基督徒称耶稣为主，跟犹太人称耶和华是主是两件事。
So a Christian to acknowledge Christ Jesus as Lord, also the Jews to acknowledge Jehovah as Lord, is two different things.
那么耶稣是主，你怎么把他放掉？
So Jesus is Lord. How can you make them go?
这个事不与我无干。
Nothing to do with me. You say.
是比拉多在做面前洗手了。
And Pilate was washing his hands.
留这个人是洗这个罪的，这个血不做流他的血，罪不在我手上。
He say you kill him. This blood is not counted on me.
所以当事情过后
，So after this thing happens,
这个犹太人就对这个耶稣基督完全采取抵挡的地步。
So the Jews goes truly against Jesus.
罗马帝国也绝对不再容忍。
And Roman also will not bear with it.
比拉多要抓回去审判。
And also Pilate wants to take him back to be
charged. 从今到瑞士的山上，退休到老到死。
Also you were put in the Swiss.
这样整个信仰改变了。
So the whole faith has changed.
罗马帝国的这个政治的这个制度也改变了。
The Roman Empire government system was changed.
接下去
，and now
是差不多三百多年。
About 300 years later，
十四大逼迫。
There were 10 great persecutions.
Nero,
Trajan，
还有这个 Vespasian， 还有
Diocletian，
一个一个 Domitian，
one by one，
一直逼迫基督徒。
One by one，
杀
，kill and kill，
一见到基督徒就杀。
They saw Christians and killed.
杀
，and they killed.
那怎么办呢
？What to do？
基督徒这个时候要做一个决定喽。
Christian want to make a decision now.
反抗吗
？Go again？
不
，No。
耶稣说
，Jesus said，
你要为你的仇敌祷告。
You must pray for your enemies.
你要为逼迫你的人祷告。
For those who persecute you，
爱你的仇敌
，Love your enemies。
所以他们就跟着耶稣基督的脚步走了。
So they follow the footsteps of Jesus.
基督被钉十字架
，Christ was nailed on the cross.
完全没有抵抗。
never go against.
基督徒被杀的时候
，Christian when they killed，
也是没有抵抗
，they never resist。
到了主后300多年的时候
，after about 300 years AD，
把基督徒杀完了吗
？Have they killed all Christians？
没有的
，No，
是吗
？Is it true？
基督徒都死光了吗？
不
是
，No，
杀
，They kill and kill，
杀了三百多年以后呢
？But 300 years of killing，
什么情况发生呢
？What happened？
整个罗马帝国变成基督教国家了。
The whole Roman Empire turned to be a Christian nation。
你看见了吗？所以那个时候的基督徒
，So the Christian at that time，
怎么有这样大的力量呢
？How come they have this great power？
就是上帝借着保罗用这一段预备他们的心。
It is because God through Paul has written this to prepare them。
这一段还没有来。
So before this passage comes,
保罗先提出来的。
Paul has mentioned first.
这一段圣经所提到的事情还没有来到。
And the event mentioned in this verse hasn't come yet.
神的话先讲出来。
But God has spoken first.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢
？That who can separate us from the Christ's love?
是患难吗
？Is it tribulations?
是困苦吗
？Distress?
是逼迫吗
？Persecution?
是饥饿吗
？Famine，
是赤身露体吗
？Nakedness，
是危险吗
？Peril，
是刀剑吗
？Or sword，
第36节
，Verse 36，
如经上所记
，As it is written，
我们为你的缘故，终日被杀
，For thy sake we are being killed all the day long，
人看我们如同将宰的羊一样
，We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered。
我们大家再来读这几节。35、36节，1、2、3，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故，终日被杀，人看我们如同将宰的羊。这些来到了怎么办呢
？When all these things come, what are you going to do?
第27节，1、2、3、37节，然后靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜了。
No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. In verse 37, it says,
靠着爱我们的主。
Through him who loved us.
在这一切的事情上。
On all these things.
什么事情呢
?What happened?
为主遇到患难。
For his sake we go through.
为主受困苦。
We also go through tribulation.
为主遭逼迫。
Also we are being persecuted.
为主饥饿。
Also for him we
为主赤身露体。
And naked.
为主受危险。
We go through.
为主被刀剑所杀。
To be killed by.
这一切的事情上。
All these things.
然而我们在一切的事情上。都得胜有余了。
And for all these things, we are more than conquerors.
都得胜有余了。
More than conquerors.
什么叫做得胜有余呢
？What is more than conquerors?
比得胜者更超越。
Even transcend even the conquerors.
比那些得胜的人更有超越的力量。
For those who are victorious, we are even more powerful than they are.
这是圣经第一次提到得胜有余这个词。
This is the first time it mentioned in the Bible more than conquerors.
表示基督徒的信仰是困难、逼迫、刀剑。没有办法使我们屈服下来。
Which is, as a Christian, we do not bow to tribulations, even the famine, the nakedness, all these things.
这七个可怕的困难。
This seven terrifying sufferings.
一个一个来到我们身上。
When one by one it comes to us.
我们一个一个把它打下去。
One by one we kill them.
20多年前，当我讲这一段圣经的时候。
About more than 20 years ago when I preached this passage.
我想象基督徒站在哪边。
I thought that Christian was standing there.
突然间，七个将军围住他。
Suddenly, seven generals around him.
要打死他。
Want to kill him?
他用信仰
with faith.
把一个一个打，打完了，站在他们的头上说：“我还活着。”
So he killed one by one and standing on their head and said, "I'm still living."
差不多是这样的情形。
This kind of situation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters.
得胜有余啊
，More than conquer.
在圣经里面曾经有一个比喻。
There is an image in the world.
以色列人跟非利士人打仗的时候
，So when the Jews fought with the Philistines,
打完了以后呢
，And after they fought,
有一个人就骑到非利士人头上，再去打非利士人。
Or one standing on top of the shoulder of a Philistine and kill the Philistines.
得胜而有余了。
And he was more than a conqueror.
因为其中一个非利士人变成他的马。
Because one of the first thing became his horse.
他骑在非利士人身上去打非利士人。
So he stepped on that and then fought the Philistines.
你明白这个意思
？Understand that?
患难来到了，招架不住呢。
So when tribulation comes, can you fight it?
刀剑、
persecution、
饥荒、杀身入敌、饥饿、
famine，
各样的困难来到。
All these things come，
一个一个应付它。
One by one you deal with them，
最后你得胜。
And you are conqueror，
得胜有余。
And more than a conqueror，
感谢上帝。
Praise God，
在世界运动大会里面
，In the world sport，
这个 Olympic 曾经发生过一件事。
One thing happened，
有一个人走跑长跑。
There was one who is a
跑完了以后呢
，in the race，
他得到第一名了。
He came up first，
大家鼓掌
，everybody clap，
但是他没有停，还在跑。
But he continued to run，
一直跑一直跑
，and run and run。
所以他们想，大概我鼓错了
，maybe I have a clap wrong，
还少一圈吧
，maybe one lap。
所以他在跑跑一圈完了，他才停下来。
So he ran for another lap and then he stopped。
当他停下来的时候
，when he stopped，
原来几个已经他前面跑过了。
So a few of rig gone before him.
所以他们说原来他不是第一名。
Oh, he did not come first.
几个比他先跑过了。
Because a few have run before him.
结果宣布的时候他还是第一名。
When the announcement was made, he was still came out first.
为什么第一名呢
？Why?
原来他多跑一圈。
Because he had run one lap more.
多数人跑到最后，就想倒下去了。
A lot of people the last lap they already fell.
许多人拿到第一名以后，就整个人崩溃下去。
A lot of people they come out first, then they collapse.
这个人不是傻瓜。
But this man is a fool.
他不是算错。
He's not a fool.
他已经第一名了。
He is the first.
再跑一圈。
He continued one more lap.
表示什么？得胜还有余。
More than a conqueror.
这个叫做得胜有余。
This one more than a conqueror.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
今天这样的基督徒在哪里
？So where are Christians of this kind?
有一些的基督徒
，There's some Christians.
一点点困难
，There are little bit of suffering.
就在神面前哀叹。
Before God, they murmur.
怨天尤人
They murmur.
一点点的就困难
A little bit of suffering.
信心整个崩溃了
Then they collapse.
我们不是如此
We're not so.
让我们照今天圣经所讲的
Then let's like the Bible says.
谁能使我与基督的爱与隔绝呢
Who can separate us from Christ's love?
是患难吗
Is it tribulation?
是困苦吗
Distress?
是逼迫吗
Persecution?
是饥饿吗是赤身露体吗
Nakedness?
是危险吗
Real?
是刀剑吗
Or sword?
来
Come.
你们七个都来
Come, seven of you.
你以为你可以使我的信仰使我以上帝的爱隔绝吗
？You think you can save me for my relationship with God?
虽然我如同羊被拉到宰杀之地
，Even that like I'm a sheep being slaughtered.
然而靠着爱我们的主
，But through the one who loved me,
这一切事情上
，Of all these things,
都得胜有余了。
We are more than conquerors.
感谢上帝
，Praise God.